Is Amar Rav Papa Hilchasa? What's the maskana? What's the halachah? That milva al peh, if somebody lent somebody money only in front of Edim, they did not write it down in Ishtar, gave him in a Yorshim. You have a right to collect from Yorshim. But Viena gave him in al kuchas. You cannot collect from the kuchas. Why? Gave him in a Yorshim. The reason why you collect from Yorshim, Kadesh Kotino Delos Bafay Lovin. We did not want people to stop lending money. Like if there'll be such a locha that if the loiva dies, the malva can't collect his money, so the malva won't lend any money, they'll stop lending money. So Rabbanah had to make a takana that you could even collect from Yorshim. So chura, this svara here, the chura is a svara of Yod, Shibuda Yislav Yeraisa. That means mid Yeraisa, you cannot collect from the Yorshim. Just the Rabbanah made a takana, you're able to collect from the Yorshim. But then it explains, Vienna government of Kuchais. How come, why didn't the Rabbanah make a takana so for the Malva that you should also be able to collect money from the Kuchas by Milva Balpeh? The Teretz is the less like Kol. No, since there's no Kol, people do not know about it. So there's a Pseda de la Kuchas. The poor person that bought the property, he did not know that the seller owes somebody money. So he did not know the property may be taken away from him. So Chur, this Gemara now is explaining that he holds Shibudi is Lavdi Raisa. It's not Midi Raisa, it's only Midi Rabbanan. To Rabbanu Masakin, that from Yorshim you could collect, but from Lakuchas you can't collect. So he speaks out, he says yes for Stira in the Gemaras, that, Hochim Mukke Hach Mil Saliba the Kuli Alma, Bain the Man the Yama the Yeraisa, Bain the Man Lav the Yeraisa. Whether you hold Shibuti the Yeraisa, Lav the Yeraisa, Stira Papa comes a good according to both ways. So he says yes for Stira, the other Gemaras Mash for Stira, he was Lav the Yeraisa. So he says the Gemaras explaining it according to everybody. No matter how we hold, whether Rabba or Ula, where the Shibudi is the rice of the Rabbonin, but this is the halacha. That with a milva ba'peh, you could be goyvim in a yoshim. If you learn this midiraisa, very good. If you learn this only midi Rabbonin, the Atawa Gemara Svar here, Shkotin Adels of Melovin. And the reason why you cannot collect min lakuchais, whether it's the rice of the Rabbonin, is because the less lakurla. Since people do not know about it that you owe money, so if somebody goes to buy your property, the person's going to lose out. We don't want the person to lose out. Then the Mishnah said, let's say somebody has an IOU. I have a piece of paper that the loiva signed on it saying that he owes me $1,000. So lochra, that's not called like a milva bishtar, because there's no edim signed on it. Therefore, he can only collect from b'nei chayrin the loiva's property himself, and not from what was sold. The Gemara says, boy minei rabba bar nosim rav yechanan. Rabba bar nosim has kasha from yechanan. What's going to be, there's an IOU, but there's a hentik on it. Like Bezdin gave their signature, they signed on this IOU. Does that make it like a shtar or not? Omalais, he said back to him, no. Even though there's a signature of Bezdin here, Bezdin signed that they realized this is a good IOU, but still, you could only collect from the chosim b'nei chayrin. Still, it's only called the milva ba'peh. It's not called the milva b'shtar. Since Edim did not sign in the shtar, it's only an IOU. Even though later they took it to Bezdin and Bezdin agreed to this IOU, it's still only ba'peh. I lent you the money between me and you. There's no real shtar written down. Mosiv Rami Bacham. So Rami Bacham is the kasha. Is that true? Is that true? What Rav Yechanan is saying, it says a loch we had a mishnah gittin. So we have a Gemara Gittin there, that Shloisha Gittin Psulim. There are three Gittin that are Psulim, that the Rabbanan said not to use these Gittin, you can't get married with them. If a husband gives the get to his wife, so she's not supposed to rely on this get to get married the Chachila. But the Yim Nis says, let's say she doesn't listen to us, and she remarries on such a get, have lot kosher. Like Nidhi Raisa, the get's a good get, and even with the Rabbanan, they left it alone, the get is good. These are the three cases. If the husband wrote to get with his own ksav yodai, there was no edim there, he just wrote down a ksav yodai, this is my get. So midiraisa is called a good get, midiraisa is good, just rabbanon, you shouldn't use it. Yeshal of edim, also a case where there are edim, but there's no date in the get, also midirabbanon, you should not use it, but with the evidence, good. Yesh by zman, what's going to be if you have a zman? But the ain by Ella Eid Echod, there's only one Eid Echod that's signed in this get. Hare Elu Shloisha Gittim Sulim. These type of get and Gittim Lechatchilu, you should not use them. But the Nisa is Avlad Kosher. But if she gets married, the get's a good get. What I in Eidechot, I think the Gemara there says that either it's talking about it was given over in front of two Eidim, the Yod Eidim Stirakasi, or else it's an IOU with an Eidechot together. Therefore, B'dieved, the Shtar is good. Now, Rebbe Lezer holds, Afal Pi Shein Olav Eidim, even though there are no Eidim at all signed in the Shtar, it's not even an IOU, El Shenostu Lod Efnei Eidim, as long as the get was given over in front of Eidim, kosher. That's called a kosher get. That's Rebbe Lezer. She told you that Eidim is Sirakasi, that the main thing that makes up a shtar is the fact that it's given over in front of two Eidim. Not that you need two Eidim to sign in the get, but as long as it's given over in front of two Eidim. But it says clearly, according to Rabbi Lez, even though the shtar has no Eidim on it, the goyvim and achostim ishabodim. It would be a question of a milva, if this was a milva, that when I lent you money, so I gave over the shtar in front of two Eidim, even though no Eidim signed on it, that's called the good shtar, and you could collect from ishabodim. So the kasher is, it shouldn't be worse than an IOU. Here, no Eidim signed in the shtar. As long as, since it was given over in front of two Eidim, that's enough. So an IOU should be just as good. Gemara says no. Shani Yosim here in Rabbi Lezer's case, the Mishas Ksiva, who did Shibud Nafshe? I say he was Mishabed himself, Mishas Ksiva. Mishas, he wrote up the shtar. In other words, it was Halvor, the Malve is lending the money, but only because there's a shtar here. Because they wrote up a shtar. Even though the Eidim did not sign in the shtar, but he only lent the money with Mishabed himself only because there's a shtar involved. And there's a Mesira in front of two Eidim. So if according to Rabbi Lezer, if you give over the shtar in front of two Eidim, Eidim, Mesira, Karsi, they like make up the shtar, they're considered 100% good shtar, it's like, therefore it's called like the milk of the shtar. Therefore you can collect from Mishabedim. But just a regular IOU, there you cannot collect from Mishabedim. Then the Mishnah says, Orev hayoytze liyacha chitim shtaros. Let's say we had a shtar, and then the Eidim signed on the shtar alone, and then after the Eidim signed, then the Orev wrote down that I'm an Orev, I'm a guarantee. So Gemara says that Orev does not have a loch like it was the shtar. So if you collect the money from the Orev, you cannot collect from Mishabodim, only from Bnei Chorin. Omar Rav, Rav says like this though, Koydim chitim shtaros goyvim nechosim Mishabodim. Let's say the Orev wrote down his name that he's an Orev before the Eidim signed on the Shtar. And then the Eidim signed on the Shtar. So that's called the Shtar even on the Orev. So then you could collect, if the Leiva doesn't have money, and the Malva comes to collect from the Orev, from the guarantee, when he has to pay, he'll have to pay even from a Shibadin. What about Liacha Chitzim Shtaris? Let's say the Orev first signs after the Chitzim Shtaris. After the Eidim signed on the Shtar, then it's not considered like it was Bishtar or the Orev, then Goyvim and Chosim Bnei Chorin. Then you can only collect the money from the Orev himself, from property that he has, but not from property that he sold. That's what Rav said. Nothing more says, but Zimna Nomar Rav, sometimes Rav said, that Afilu Koydim Chitim Shtaris, even if the Orev put his name in the Shtar, that I'm the guarantee, before the Eidim signed on the Shtar, also the locker is, you could only collect from the chosim bnei chayrin. So chura kasha the rav ad rav, it's a theory on rav and rav. If the orav put his name before the eidim signed, is the code like a shtar on the orav or not? The mar says like kasha, hod the chosim bnei pleni orav. If it just says pleni orav, then it's no good. Then the shtar is not considered on him. The shtar is considered on the halvo, on the loan, not upon the orav. But Hodich Siv, Uplaini Orev. If it has the Vav, the Uplaini Orev, that makes him like he's part of the Shtar. So therefore, the response says, Vav Moisef Alinyan Rishim, V'yala Shtar, V'yala Revis, Chasim Asadi. Then with the Eidim sign, it's considered the signing on both. The signing on the Chasim Asadim, and the signing on the Halvor, on the loan, and they're also signing upon the Orev. So it depends how the Orev wrote his name even before the Eidim. Did he just write Pliny Orev? Then the Eidim later, we do not know a signing on the Orev, they're only signing on the Halvor. But if he says with the Vav, Ul Pliny Orev, then he means to include himself in the Shtar. Rav Yechon says though, Echad Zev, Eina Goyv Elam Nechasim Bnei Chorvin. No, V'yafagav, the Kosev Dei, Ul Pliny Orev. He says, so what? Still, the main Shtar here is upon the Halvor, the loan, and not upon the Orev. So from the yor of the guarantor, you cannot collect from the shabodim, only from bnei chayrin. And this must have Rav asked the kasha to Rav Yochanan. It says edim achsum im ashila sholim. If edim signed on stam ashila sholim, stam ashtar, that they said shila sholim, the get posel. The get is posel. Why? In other words, on the get, after the get, they had a shila sholim. Stam, they wrote a regular letter there. Stam, a nice letter. Then the edim signed after that, the get is posel. Why? Chashinim were afraid shema shila sholim chasmu. All the edim signed on the last thing that was written there, that it says shila sholim, how are you feeling? But we're afraid maybe the edim did not really mean to sign upon the get. For Yomar Rabavu, Rabavu said like this, that the deed to me, before Shleim and Edim Rabbi Yechon explained it to me, shilu posel. If they wrote after the get, shilu ask how he's doing, and then the get edim sign, then the get is posel. Because we're afraid maybe the Edom only signed on the end part of the shtar saying that, how are you feeling? But this Shilu, if it was written with the Vav Ushilu, then kosher, then the get is kosher. Why? Because we see Vav Moisif, that the Edom are signing on both, on the get and on the Shilah Sholem. So of course the Kashan of Yechanan. How come Yosef Yechanan says, even though it says Uve Orev, the Vav, still the Edom are not signing on the Orev? So Marit, I'll tell you, Hochat, Hachinami, the cost of plenty Yorif. I'll tell you in Einachnami, Rabbi Yochanan only talking about when it's written plenty Yorif. Then we say you do not mean to include the Yorif in the Shtar. But if you'd write Uplenty Yorif, then it would be included in the Shtar, then you would collect from Mishabodim. For the Gemara, Yochanan, it is so, Hainu the Rav. Then Rabbi Yochanan is not arguing, he's saying the same thing as Rav. Someone says, true, Einachnami, Eimah say, for the Chainam Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan is saying the same Allah like Rav. That when the Arav signs, puts his name in it, if he just writes Pliny Arav, then we do not say the Edom are signing on that. They're only signing on maybe on the main Havor. But when he writes U Pliny Arav, the Vav, that's including him into the main part of the Shtar. Then the Mishnah says, Maisa Bolafne Rabbi Yishmael, there was a case that came in front of Rabbi Yishmael.
That Rabbi Yishmael said in the Mishnah that the Arav that signs, Achar, Chitum Ha Edom, so Allah is that you still go from the chasam b'nei chayrin. In other words, this oil, this guarantee was a guarantee after the loan took place. Still he holds, it's called an oil, and you can collect from b'nei chayrin. Then the Mishnah brought down that Benenas argued, and Benenas said now that since this is an oil after the loan of the money, he is not mishabed himself at all, and you cannot even collect from b'nei chayrin. So Allah says, Omar Rabba Bar Bachona. Omer Rav Yechanan, in the name of Rav Yechanan, that Afa Pisha Kimis Rav Yishmael, as Ben Enas, even though in our Mishnah Rav Yishmael praised Ben Enas, so smash me that the locha should be like Ben Enas, that an Orev, Liacha Chitama Hedus, or an Orev after the loan, he's not Meshabed himself at all, still Yishinol, Halocha Kumaisai. No, we paskin like Rav Yishmael, that an Orev is Meshabed himself, and therefore you could collect from the Orav at least from the Chosim B'nei Chayrin. True, from the Shabbatim not, but a Kopon from B'nei Chayrin, you could collect from the Orav even though he first became an Orav after the loan took place. E. Burma, I have a question like this though. The Chonek Mali Yomar Rabbi Shmuel. What's going to be in a case where a Malva is by the Lover's neck, he's coming to the Lover and saying, pay me up the money ready, and he's come out choking him. And now an Orav walks by and tells the Malva, listen, don't choke him, rely upon me, I'll pay you back. So is there a Shibur or not in such a case? Does Rabbi Shmuel agree to Ben Enes that he says he does not mean to be Meshabed himself, he only means to save the person's life? Or maybe no, maybe according to Rabbi Shmuel, the Orav here also means to be Meshabed himself. So Mar says, Toshma, come in here. The Omer Rabbi Yaakov, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, he should know that Cholok Koyu Rabbi Shmuel, Af Becholok, Rabbi Shmuel argues and Ben Enas, even in a case that when the Lever comes by, when the Orav comes by, he finds the Malva Kemat choking the Lever, like begging back for his money, and now the Orav says, Malva, leave him alone, I'll take over, I'll be responsible, even though there could be a straw like Ben Enas, that all the Orav meant to say is just don't choke him, leave him alone, but not that he really meant to be mechayev himself to have to pay back from B'nei Chayrin. On this, Rabbi Shmuel says no, that af b'chonok, he argues, that's what Rabbi Yechanan says, that cholok hoy Rabbi Shmuel af b'chonok, even in such a case, we say the Orav really means it. And he says, halacha k'maysa. Now the question is, halacha k'maysa, ayin halacha k'maysa? True, I see you say that Bishmol argues even in the case of Chanuk. But in such a case, do we pass him like a Bishmol or not? So Mar says, Toshima, come in here. That the Chiyosu Ravim, when Ravim came, Omer Rabbi Yechon, he said over the name of Rabbi Yechonon, that Cholak Hoy Rabbi Shmuel Af B'Chonuk, yes, Rabbi Shmuel argues, even in a case, when the Orav comes, the guarantee comes, the Malve is choking the Leiva, and the Orav says, stop it, I'll take responsibility, that the Orav really means it, and the Orav is Meshabed himself. And V'Halocha K'maysi Af B'Chonuk, we also paskin like Rabbi Shmuel even in such a case, and that we say the Orav really means business, he needs to be Meshavet himself, that I call upon him, he could collect from B'nai Chayrin. That's Rabbi Shmuel Shita, we paskin like him. Now the Gemara says, Omar Rabbi Yehuda Ma Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Shmuel, says that Chonuk V'Koner Miyodoi Mishtabit. If now in such a case, when the Orav comes by, that the Orav finds the Malva Kamat choking the Leiva, and he wants to stop him, so the Orav says, I'll be responsible. So Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel says, the Orav is not Meshabed himself, unless he makes a Kinyan. It has to be the Kona Miyod, he has to make a Kinyan Sudur, he has to make some type of a Kinyan, and then we say he means to be Meshabed himself. Otherwise, no, otherwise he doesn't mean it, he only means to save the person's life. But the Gemara says, Mechlaf, here it's a proof, that the Orav of the Alma loy boy kinyan, that according to Shmuel, a regular Orav, if he's there at the time when he's lending the money, like the Malva will only lend the money because the Orav guarantees it, so then the Orav is Mechayiv himself, is Meshavet himself, even without a kinyan. And the Gemara says, if so, we'll plead to Rav Nachman. It comes out then that Shmuel argues on Rav Nachman, because the Omer, Rav Nachman says that Orav, the Bezdin, who the Leiboy Kenyan?